Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live, hour number three of the live Sunday night edition. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Kahuna.
And Nikki.
Let's just go straight to your calls. We've got Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, yes. I just wanted to say that these slight changes that we hear about actually have quite an effect upon the flora and fauna in nature. These small changes have an effect upon their what they can do in their survival. And they do change based upon these very small numbers that happen over long periods of time. The other thing is that a country like China, which is responsible right now for about 73% of the world's pollution, won't be alone with the other countries that will be joining them as they increase their ability to burn fossil fuels. In other words, to find those fossil fuels and to be able to use them, like India, for example, and Africa and other places in South America.
I have a question for you, Robert.
Sure.
Who in the United States, what organization, is the largest polluter?
The United States is responsible for a very small fraction of the pollution.
No. That's not the question I'm asking. I'm asking within the United States, what organization is responsible for the most pollution?
You want me to guess? I don't really know right off.
Okay, that's fine. If you don't know, that's fine. I can tell you. It's okay. The government. Government is the largest polluter in the United States and probably even outside of the United States if you want to consider all governments because, they do things like run their trucks 24/7, right? So they consume the most amount of fossil fuels. They care less about what they expel into the environment because they don't have any incentive not to.
And then for some reason they tell us that we can't.
Right. Anyway, I think you had something to say. So go ahead, Robert.
Yes, I'm thinking of the big picture. I'm just trying to explain to you what's going to happen. And when we get to that, when it gets worse and worse, and we go to China and those other developing countries and say, okay, gang, we want you all to reduce your pollution of the environment to this lower level. And then they're going to look at us and say, hey, you guys benefited for hundreds of years, and you had the technology, and now that you have the technology and you don't have to, and you're producing things in our country like the People's Republic of China, where most of your products and services are actually produced these days, where they come from, now you want us to limit our consumption of fossil fuels. Well, we're producing all kinds of things for you. In other words, people of China would say, we're producing all kinds of things for you guys, and now we're supposed to stop doing that. How's that supposed to happen? You see, we moved our industry over to China, and that's why one reason why a lot of the pollution is coming from over there, and they're not going to understand that at all.
Okay, so can you summarize your point?
Yeah, my point is that that America is very good at responding to emergencies, but very poor at responding to insidious threats, like, for example, pollution. Another insidious threat is war. We're very good when it comes time to prevent each other from pushing the button. We're pretty good at that. But when it's getting,
oh, I'm sorry. There's only one country I'm aware of that has ever actually pushed the button.
Huh?
The thing is, it would never. The Second World War would never have come if it hadn't been for the United States, Great Britain, and France.
You can hypothesize that, of course, but the fact remains that you cannot say that for certain.
We contributed to it for sure by our policy.
I didn't.
We as a nation did, because we gave them a cold shoulder, the Europe. We gave Europe a cold shoulder. We didn't want to get involved. We didn't want to stop France and Great Britain from cutting down German forests and stealing everything in sight from them and then taking all their money and then causing hyperinflation.
Well, yeah, because the United States was like, that's our job. How dare you muscle in on our turf? We are the empire. We are going to do all of these things and not you. Thanks for the call, David. Seriously, like, I don't know what world this guy is living in.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, like, take a look around. The evidence is very clear. If you just look at the evidence, the United States is the largest empire planet Earth has ever seen, period. Don't believe me? Look up how many bases outside of the United States the American military has. Those are only the ones that they tell us about. And then put them on a map, look at a map, and go, oh, my God.
Yep.
It really is an empire.
It's a lot more than any other country.
And you take a look at how empires act, and then take a look at how the military and the politicians in the United States act, and you go, it really is an empire. Like, all you have to do is look at the evidence.
Like Star Wars.
That's it, yeah. People want to think that the troops of the United States Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Post Office, Police, whatever, you know, that they're oh well, we're the freedom. No, you're the stormtroopers.
Nope. Yep. You're the stormtroopers.
You're the clones, if you will. You're the ones that you know have terrible aim, but are building the Death Star,
yep.
So to speak. And you're welcome to be upset by that, of course. And hopefully it makes you think, because it's true. All you need to do is look at the evidence. Don't believe me? Go look up democide, right? Hawaii.edu has all of the data. You can slice it and dice it and put it in aluminum cans and take it back out again and re-slice it and dice it any way you want. But the evidence is very clear that the number one cause of death on planet Earth is government. All governments, not just the United States government, all governments, the organization type known as government, the one that claims a monopoly on violence in a geographic area, is responsible for the most deaths.
Well, without the government, there would be peace. You know, previously, there would be tribes who would maybe have disagreements with each other, and sometimes maybe they would go to war, they would settle things. But once there was the introduction of governments...
Mm-hmm.
Then we started having wars that last 25 years instead of maybe just having a battle, settling it. Now we have wars that last 25 years, world wars where all of the countries get involved. It's gotten out of hand.
And prior to central banking, war, sustained war, was unaffordable.
Yeah.
Because from a taxation perspective, countries could not present that bill to their citizenry without their citizenry going, no, wait a minute. And, you know, either overthrowing them or rebelling in, you know, some way to, or not paying and that kind of a thing.
Now governments can just endlessly print money, trillions of dollars at a time.
Right.
Never worry about paying it off because it never will be paid off, to your point.
Yep. And it just allows them to lead these perpetual wars, which the United States is still bombing brown people as we speak.
Right? Always.
Nobody's talking
Never
about
stopped.
It. Nobody's talking about it. They stopped actually publishing their reports about how many people they kill when they bomb these brown people in other countries or people in general because they don't want that information getting out. They won't deny that it's still happening, but they won't publish the reports on what the numbers are anymore. They stopped doing that, I don't know, 2-3 years ago. So, yeah. When it comes to all of this, the organization type known as government, the largest polluter on planet Earth, the largest thief on planet Earth,
the largest mass
murderer on planet Earth, all of the bad things that you can think of that cultures agree upon that are bad, right? Murder, bad. Theft, bad, right? You know, governments are the largest perpetrators of all of the bad things. Most rapes occur. In government facilities or under the watch of governments.
Not surprised.
So, you know, government's largest rapist, government's largest murderer, largest thief, right? The biggest liar, right?
Oh, that's for sure.
Governments have told the biggest and the most lies of any other organization on planet Earth.
Oh, but it's for your own good, though.
No, it's not. provably so, but you know, I know that that's what they're going to tell you, and that's what most people believe, and I'm here to say most people are wrong. 603-283-6160. If you'd like to comment on anything we've been talking about tonight or bring up whatever's on your mind, this is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Thank you for listening to to Free Talk Live. We're here 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're listening to the show outside of those hours, because some stations will replay us at off live times, and you want to call, please call between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 days a week. The telephone number, if you want to join us tonight, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Kahuna,
and Nikki.
Before we go on, I want to say thank you to David R. Jeffries. He is tonight's amplifier. What is an amplifier, you might ask? Well, if you visit amps.freetalklive.com, that's amps.freetalklive.com, you'll find out all about the amplifier program. What it is it's a way for you to contribute to help us get onto more radio stations. If you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, the subjects, the topics that we discuss, the perspective of freedom, peace, liberty, and prosperity, then please consider becoming an amplifier. We only ask for $5 a month. There's a couple of different levels. You can give more if you want. David R. Jeffries is a platinum level amplifier, which means I believe he gives $50.
Holy cow.
Wow.
So,
or wait, no, I think it's 25. Gold. So silver is 5, 20, gold 25. Is 10, platinum is 25. Yeah. $25 though. Still, that's pretty good. And thank you, David R. Jeffries, for your contribution. Visit amps.freetalklive.com. There are some perks that you get when you do contribute, such as the commercial-free full post-show, you know, after we do the show and it's over. If you didn't have time to listen that night, you get the full show commercial-free as being part of being an amplifier. So amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, David R. Jeffries. We appreciate you and your support. All right, we're going to insert generic segue here, and we're going to, instead of doing a full show like we did, last month, we did a whole sexy Sunday show.
Yeah.
We're just going to do a section, a sexy Sunday segment section.
Section of sex?
Sections. Anyway. This from Mike.com, M-I-C, Mike.com. The surprising way the Netherlands is helping its disabled have sex.
I was worried about that, so now, I'm glad they're addressing that issue.
Now, like, I understand that it might be like a kink for some people to be into having sex with the disabled. That is not what this subject is about. So I just,
okay, good. Clear that up.
I've read this article. So it's not about that. I'm not shaming anybody. I just, when I read the headline, I'm like, what is this talking about? I don't understand. It'll become pretty apparent rather quickly. This is written by Marguerite Ward. The Netherlands is known for its social subsidies on everything from education to housing, but it is also subsidizing sex for the disabled. With prostitution legalized in the country, the government is boosting both the domestic sex economy and the intimate endeavors of its disabled citizens.
I mean, they got part of that, right?
Which part?
The prostitution part.
Right. Legalized prostitution, yes. Should never have been illegal. In the first place, yeah. It is the oldest,
oldest profession.
Profession.
Yeah. So I saw this meme, and it's like, my family trying to enjoy a peaceful Thanksgiving. It's like, me throws a bowling ball. Heroin and prostitution should be legal. I'm like, yep, I can relate to that.
The article continues, put simply, sex is increasingly characterized as a right everyone should be able to enjoy. Now, I disagree with that.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't go as far as to say it's a right.
You do not have the right to have sex.
Yeah, that sounds a little rapey.
It sounds very rapey. like, you want to create opportunities for yourself to have sex, of course.
Exactly.
Right? but that needs to be a consensual.
Consensual,
yeah. And I mean, the government and its regulations shouldn't get in the way of that. Yeah. You know, I agree with that, but...
This is part of the problem of statism, and that is governments would have you believe that rights are granted to you from government.
Mm-hmm.
That is not how rights work. That is not where they come from. They don't come from governments. Governments claim to protect your rights, but actually they're, again, the largest violator of them. Anything you consider a right, government has violated, and violated more and more frequently and more heinously than anything else on planet Earth. So at any rate, I disagree with this characterization of sex as a right. But anyway, while there is no direct sex grant per se in the Netherlands, the benefits citizens with disabilities receive can be spent however they like. Some reports indicate that they can use these benefits to access sex services 12 times per year.
Okay.
Once a month?
So think of it like, yeah, think of it like, it's 12 days of Christmas, right?
Yeah, you can save them all up.
Interesting that it is once a month.
So what is...
That kind of aligns with the cycle.
Menstrual cycle.
The menstrual cycle, yeah. Right? You know? Interesting. So, 12 times, like... Okay, so they're sitting down, and they're thinking about this, and they're like, how many times per year is a good number? Right? How many times
If I had to pick a number, it wouldn't be 12.
If the government's going to pay for people to be boning other people or getting boned by other people, how many times a year, and how did they come up with 12?
It's once a month, man. You know, it's easy.
Like any other welfare benefit, right?
Right. Well, you know what happened? It was some, like, creep government politician who was like, how many days a year does my wife feel obligated to bang me? Well, I usually get laid, like, once a month, so, all right, well.
That's probably what happened.
But information into the specifics is elusive. One 29-year-old named Chris Fulton, who has cerebral palsy and muscular dystrophy, has even launched a campaign calling on the Dutch government to introduce a more concrete grant scheme. He wants more sex. And he wants government to pay for it. And by government, I mean everybody else.
Oh, man.
But why sex? Besides the obvious pleasure, intercourse is a form of mental and physical therapy. In psychology, many experts cite its ability to fulfill needs for intimacy, validation, stress relief, or stronger self-esteem. In health circles, it is a known antidote to stress and even pain management. Citing this research and personal testimonials, social workers, caretakers, and affected individuals are calling for increased access to sex services for citizens with disabilities. 603-283-6160. Are you disabled, and do you think government should pay for you to have sex 12 times a year? Give us a call. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Protests raged on at Iranian universities and in some cities as Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei warned the country's enemies may try to mobilize workers after failing to topple the Islamic government in more than 2 months of unrest. The New York Times report of a former anti-abortion leader's claim that he was told in advance about the outcome of a major 2014 U.S. Supreme Court case involving contraceptives triggered calls on Saturday for an investigation of a court still reeling from the leak of a landmark abortion rights ruling. And jubilant Ukrainians rolled into Kherson by train on Saturday for the first time in more than 8 months as residents of the newly liberated southern city greeted them on the platform with flowers and national flags. Ukrainian forces liberated Kherson from Russian occupation on November 11th. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to our fine program. What's it called?
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Very good. You guys, one merit each.
Thank you.
Did you get demerits earlier?
I don't think so. No, not today.
No, not that I'm aware of.
I think I gave somebody demerits earlier.
Okay.
Not tonight.
Oh, but
maybe
it
was, that was yesterday.
Last night on Beard Talk Live.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, we are doing every Saturday, episode 14 just dropped of Beard Talk Live. It's the after show on Saturday nights that is uncensored, which means I'm allowed to say all the dirty words. And we have a bit of fun, but we also have a bit of seriousness. And it's myself, a bearded fellow, Peakless Mountaineer, also a very bearded fellow, and the person currently known as Nobody, also a very bearded fellow. And when we were trying to figure out what to call the thing, we were like, how about Beard Talk Live? And so that's how we got the name. Anyway, that's available over in our feeds, Free Talk, or just go to freetalklive.com and look for the feeds there. At any rate, in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Kahuna.
And Nikki.
The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Before we go on, I just want to tell everybody that ForkFest 2023 is coming up. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, libertarians, etc., June 15th through the 18th for the 7th annual ForkFest out at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out in 2022. For 2023, we're going back to where it all started, the weekend before ForkFest. So ForkFest is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost. No one is in charge. All you need to do to join the fun is reserve your campsite, RV site, or motel room for June 15th through the 18th at Rogers Campground. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest forum. Links to those can be found at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there, forkfest.party. All right. What were we talking about last segment?
Oh, yeah.
Sex. The Netherlands. Sexy Sunday segment. Section. Something. Whatever. Apparently in the Netherlands, they're trying to get government to pay for you to have some sex 12 times a year. If you want to engage in...
If you're disabled.
If you're disabled and you want to engage in their legalized prostitution.
12 and only 12.
You know what? I don't like how they're kind of insinuating that disabled people don't have sex. Or,
right?
Like, aren't able to, like... You can, if you're disabled, you can only have sex if you pay someone, which definitely isn't true.
Right. So we talked a little bit about how they're sort of positioning this as sex is a right, which is totally horrific. Sex is not a right. They did get the legalization of prostitution correct, at least from a voluntarist perspective. There isn't really a grant per se, but they did come up with, you know, the 12 times. It's sort of like if you get, you know, your health care through your employer, and instead of, like, getting a dental card, you get, like, your prostitution card that you can go.
Yeah, so it begs the question. I mean, if it's a right and you have it a certain amount of times a year, how do you prove that you got it? Is it a prostitute receipt? I mean,
it's a punch card.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it's a card like a dental card, right? And
okay.
Then you have to present it to somebody within your WMO, your whore maintenance organization, right?
Okay.
Instead of an HMO,
I think so.
Right?
Makes sense, yeah.
They have to be a government approved provider, which means, of course, what?
How are they paid? And how much are they paid?
Well, but
guaranteed mediocrity.
Guaranteed mediocrity.
Yes.
Because guess what? If you're disabled and the government is sponsoring your prostitutes, you're not going to get the high class ones.
Nope.
Because the government's going to put a cap on the price. You're going to get the mediocre to poor ones that do.
It's sort of whatever.
I wonder if, and there's got to be ID involved, so, like...
Yeah.
Like, do you want the government knowing, like, oh, I went to, you know, the Asian whorehouse last night, and next month I'm going to the other one, and, you know, do you want the government knowing that and tracking and, like, I don't know, man.
A little. I like my my prostitutes free market.
Me too.
Preferably Goldbecks.
Yeah.
I still think, and I don't know why it hasn't happened yet, but I still think that we'll call it the sex industry, and I'm speaking mainly of internet porn right now. I think if they were to adopt cryptocurrency, just even in addition to, you know, regular, because they all take credit cards.
I thought Pornhub did.
There was somebody who froze, I think, Visa transactions for, I think it was porn. I don't remember the specifics of the story.
And I think Nikki's right. I think they... crypto, right?
I think so. Yeah. I thought so.
I've always said they should. I don't know if that's a fact or not. If you want to consult the magic rectangle, feel free to do so. But I think that if, like, the industry were to get together and just say, yeah, we're all going to just take porn now. Or take porn. Take crypto now. I think that would bode well for the cryptocurrency industry, because the internet is very similar in its growth curve to cryptocurrency. If you look at the growth curve of cryptocurrency, what do you get?
So December 16th in 2021, Pornhub began accepting Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Ethereum, Ethereum Classic, Litecoin, Monero, NEM, Tether, Tron, Zcash, and Waves.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good on them.
Awesome.
Now, if the entire industry would, you know, pick up on the trend, I think that that would really put crypto over the top because, believe it or not, the porn industry, the sex industry, is what saved the internet from dying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that I might not be correct, but I would assume that Pornhub is the largest porn site.
I don't know that.
It's the one that I've heard the most of. I don't really frequent them.
I can't disagree with you. I don't know that for a fact, but certainly they're one of the biggest.
It seems like it, yeah.
But at any rate, in the Netherlands, the right to sexuality does not make for easy conversation. Whether at the dinner table or in public policy arenas, controversy engulfs the issue, and many citizens object to using tax dollars to support such a risque business.
I mean, yeah. Oh, it's not that it's risque. It's that I don't support using tax dollars for anything.
Right.
So.
But advocates, including academics, social workers, and doctors, respond that it's not about supporting the sex business, but rather promoting a right and addressing health issues.
No.
I mean.
And is that addressing health issues? I mean. Yeah, I can't.
Are you healthier when you're getting it on the regular? Like, is your mental health
probably
better? Probably. You know, you're probably in a better mood, generally speaking, you know.
But, like, no. If I'm thinking of things that would, like, make people healthy, sex wouldn't be even in the top 10. I mean, it's definitely on the list, but.
I mean, I guess there are people incapable of sustaining, like, a romantic relationship.
Yeah.
Of any kind, and so, you know, maybe a doctor might prescribe this for that type of a person if it were within his purview to do so as a prescription.
Maybe, yeah.
But, I mean, I would think that I feel like this would just get abused because
yeah.
What is disabled?
Right. That's what I was going to say. I mean, why focus, like Nikki said earlier, why focus on the disabled?
Right.
I mean, if you're going to, and I'm not advocating for it at all. But if you're going to do it, why not do it for everybody?
Right.
Well, and that's the thing, too, because I know a lot of disabled people who are in romantic relationships and they're having sex. Mm-hmm. And I know people who aren't disabled who, you know, so it just doesn't seem relevant.
603-283-6160. Are you disabled? And do you think government should pay for your sex? Give us a call. Let us know. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Final segments of this really good episode.
Yeah.
Sunday night edition, Free Talk Live.
If we do say so ourselves.
A kick-ass episode.
I feel like, well, last weekend was really a kick-ass weekend because I was on Friday. I did four shows.
You've got a long weekend.
I did four shows in 3 days in one weekend.
Yeah.
So I was on Friday night, Free Talk Live, Saturday night, Free Talk Live, Saturday night, Beard Talk Live, and then Sunday night, Free Talk Live. So that was last weekend. This weekend, I was on last night's Free Talk Live, last night, Beard Talk Live, and then tonight, Free Talk Live. So, yeah, it could both be considered kick-ass weekends, but it's also a Kahuna weekend and a Nikki weekend.
But wouldn't that make every weekend a kick-ass weekend? Because you always do Saturday and Sunday?
Every weekend for me is a kick-ass weekend, regardless of what I'm doing.
Okay.
It doesn't even matter. I can be doing nothing, and it's a kick-ass weekend because I'm me.
There you go.
We've been talking about this article from... Where was it from? I don't remember. Mike.com, where apparently in the Netherlands... They are trying to make it so that government pays for prostitution for disabled people 12 times a year. So you can go to one of their legalized prostitution, you know, places and apparently present your dental card or medical card and whatever it is and get you some, as they say. But we've been speculating that... You're probably not going to get the best quality because of what?
Guaranteed mediocrity.
When government gets involved, you get guaranteed mediocrity. I could see if I'm running one of these, you know, prostitution legalized places that, like, anybody who comes in with a government card, they're going to get, like, either the newest people, the untrained, like, oh, time to break you in, right? Let's get the trainee in there, right? You know, think about, like, you're at McDonald's, you just hired a new person, you're putting them on fries first.
Yeah.
Right? Learn how to just take the basket out of the oil, right?
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, that or you're going to get, like, the fugly ones, the ones that normally don't get picked, right? You keep them around, but like, oh, they give them to the welfare, you know, give them to the disabled, right? I can see that happening. Anyway, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Padraig calling from New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
You want to listen to me?
You're live on the radio, so if you have something to say.
Yes, I do. Stop it. I've been alone for 11 years, 2 months now without a woman. Okay? And it bothers me when I hear you talking about selling stuff. Your body is not for sale. It's not. And their bodies are not for sale. They're not.
Well, they are because they're selling them.
I mean, when I get a job.
I want to talk to the woman here.
Okay.
You sell your body?
No. Well, I mean, I do not partake in prostitution. Like, I don't sell myself. I don't get paid for sex, but I do have a job. You know, maybe I do have a job where I have a W-2 and I get taxed. So you could say that I am selling myself for something.
We all prostitute ourselves. I work for a living, too. I pay taxes and all that good stuff. But don't ever diminish anyone that has to work that kind of life, because it's not the kind of life that I would choose to live.
What kind of life would that be? So you're saying that you would not be a prostitute?
I'm a prostitute now.
Okay. So I feel like you're trying to make a point, but I've missed it somehow. Can you summarize?
I think he hung up.
He did hang up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Padraig.
Yeah, that was a bit.
Yeah. He seemed upset.
It was confusing. Yeah. I didn't understand what his point was.
So I'm trying to I'm kind of trying to figure it out, because it seems like he was upset about the prostitutes, but then didn't. The last part seemed like, I'm not going to shame them because that's not the life I would choose. But then in the beginning he was, I'm a bit confused.
I mean, I don't think that there's any shame in
I don't think so at all.
In participating as a prostitute. If you, think that you are of the type that can make money by selling yourself in that way, and, you can handle the mental aspects of that particular type of a job, solid right on. Who am I to say you can't do that?
And I disagree with them. I mean, I think there are people, both females and males, that do choose to do that.
Yes.
And get paid very well for it.
Yeah.
For, they're good at it, they're great looking, nice bodies, all that good stuff.
Yep.
And that is their choice, and they should have that choice.
Yeah, I mean, why not? And I think my issue with prostitution typically is the fact that it's illegal, so it kind of creates this industry where it's usually like homeless and like women who are drug addicted who like make up the bulk of the prostitutes, just from what I've gathered and seen. It seems like just those people that are like at higher risk, people who are more like a more vulnerable population.
Yeah.
Those are the people who are prostituting themselves, and they're not doing it because they like it. They're doing it because it's easy money and it's really the only thing they can do.
Right.
And I think that's a direct result of government interference.
Oh, yeah.
I think if it was more of a free market, I don't think that there would be as much of that issue.
Yeah, anytime you make something that would normally occur in a free market illegal, it immediately suppresses it to a black market only item. And so that carries with it all of the rest of the black market associated types of exchanges. Right. So drugs are illegal, prostitution's illegal, all that now is black market, and all that sort of is forced to live together with itself, and it's going to lack innovation because it can't organize, we'll call it freely, above board. They can't, advertise, they can't legitimately hire and fire and take care of and incentivize employees and organize it in the same way any other type of, market business would, because now it's underground, it's illegal, it's not allowed. And so that's why those things get forced to live together, and that's why it's in the mess that it is. In the place where prostitution is legalized, it's not a problem.
Well, and it makes it dangerous, right? And it's the same thing with drug use and prostitution. I follow this YouTube channel called The Soft White Underbelly, and he frequently interviews people that live on Skid Row.
Yes.
So a lot of those people are drug addicts, they're homeless, or the prostitutes. And listening to some of these stories are so sad of women who are getting in the car with man and they're either, you know, get a gun pulled on them or they get pushed, they have to jump out of the car or they get raped.
Right.
I mean, these things wouldn't happen if it was legal, and these women, they can't go to the police, or I think police is like the best solution, but there is no option for them to get justice for what happened to them because what they were doing was illegal. So they can't go to the cops and be like, well, this person raped me. They're going to be like, well, you're a drug addict prostitute. I don't care.
Yeah. Their only option then is so-called street justice.
And so then they have pimps.
Right.
So, and then that's a whole problem in and of itself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It can be, at least.
Yeah. It's anytime the government gets involved at banning something, it makes it worse, because the thing about people is, if they want something, they're going to get it.
Yeah.
Right? And that is to say that regardless of what government says they can or cannot do, we've seen that prohibition does not work.
No, drugs are winning the war on drugs.
Drugs have won and are continuing to win the war on drugs. Drugs won prohibition, alcohol, right? And in fact, during prohibition, governments poisoned people.
Mm-hmm.
They put poison into alcoholic beverages and then sent them out for distribution.
Yeah, because that's better because than people
to them. That was better than people.
Will.
Yeah, having free will, making their own choices and decisions. We know from research in drugs that prohibition does not work. In fact, it exacerbates the problem. And in the places where drugs are completely legal, they have increased the amount of treatment available voluntarily and made all the drugs legal. And guess what? It's not a problem. It's not a problem in their little section of the world. It's not a problem. It does not create more crime. In fact, it lowers crime because now people can choose freely. If they get out of hand with one drug or another, they can seek treatment freely without persecution, without shame. And the same applies to prostitution. If you make it illegal, it's going to drive it underground. It's going to make it less safe, more risky, and you know you're going to have problems with all sorts of things because of it. I'd love to talk more about this article, but we are out of time. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Kahuna, for joining me tonight on this edition. Thank you to our callers and our listeners. Peace. This has been Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.